good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And what do we talk about here this morning? Why we talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and wildlife and firearms and the great outdoors. And there's our first caller of the day. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'll be glad to talk to anybody who calls about anything. So there you go. Well, interesting week. Let's see. What happened this week? Oh, okay. Last week we went down to the Harriet Tubman Center down there in Dorchester County and checked in on the snakehead little deal there. Quite a few people there. Saw a few people I knew and met for the first time Dr. Joe Love. But the Tubman Center had some people fishing the little body of water there, the pond, and there were some pretty nice snakeheads from what I understand. Of course, it wasn't restricted to that. It was, you know, it was throughout the area. So that was interesting to see that all going on. And we didn't stay long, just checked in and then had some other things to do. But that was fun. And then Sparky had a birthday this week. The 13th was her birthday. That was, what, Thursday? Yep. So we were out of town for our annual trek to Atlantic City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had a nice nice trip there to the Borgata.
Uh-huh.
And her favorite chef is Michael Simon, and he has a restaurant there called Angeline's. So third year in a row we've eaten her breakfast dinner there at Angeline's. So that was very nice. I'm not sure we'll do it again, but, you know.
Did you see a show?
We did not see a show.
Okay.
No. I couldn't get her out of the casino.
Ha ha!
That remark will get me a text. Let's talk to Odell Lansdowne. Good morning, Odell. How was the fishing tournament last
week? Happy Father's Day to you.
Same to you, buddy. How was your trip? I mean, how was the tournament last week?
I didn't make it there. He wanted to go out on a boat and fish.
Oh yeah.
He did that.
Okay.
And, I heard they didn't do too good over there. It was a bunch of small fish.
Yeah.
He caught an 8-pound catfish, but that's the only thing he caught for 3 hours.
Yeah. Catfish are crazy in the bay this year. The chummers can't get rid of them. You got to keep your chum way up, almost weightless. You got to keep your chum up on the top to get stripers to bite.
Yeah, we're not catching anything up there in Southwest Park. Last couple of weeks, we used try to catch some LYs, you know, throwing that out, catch them with some, throw some bread for bait.
Right.
Nobody's catching anything up there. And I heard last night on the news from driving down Virginia that a lot of snakeheads run up in the upper bay. You think they're chasing a lot of fish down or eating them or whatever?
Yeah, not sure about that. I mean, you know, they're certainly not a good thing to have.
No, they're not, because we catch them. We get rid of them. I got a nice machete for them. I push them up.
Yeah, do you eat them?
No, I don't eat them.
Why?
I never tried. I heard people eat them before. I heard
they're supposed to be.
They got like worms in them or something.
No, they're supposed to be absolutely delicious there, Odell. Don't go spreading false rumors.
Well, I'll try one next time I catch one.
I think you should. They're superb from what I understand.
I mean, we went the other day down there. The only thing we caught was like for 3.5 hours. You caught a little 6-inch rockfish, and caught it on a little circle hook and let it go.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys down there didn't catch nothing down there. Water's clear.
Where are you talking about?
Southwest Park, Tatsco River.
No. Okay. Well, you know what? Good days and bad days. Maybe you're just not there on a good day. What can I say?
I don't know. It's been. And the water's clear, usually.
Yeah.
Valley or something.
Did you just call up to be negative today? Because are all day so far.
No, I'm not negative. I was just wondering about, you know, fishing. You know what I mean?
Well, fishing is fishing. Fishing is fishing, man.
Ronnie got his fish line fixed. It, you know, he call in. It's still out.
What's that now?
The,
oh, Clyde got his fishing line fixed? He got it fixed?
No.
He doesn't have it fixed.
Nah.
Oh, you're happy today, Odell. Man, oh, man, you're bringing me down, brother. You're bringing me down.
I'm not bringing you down. I'm just wondering what's going on with all that, you know. Even the guys at bass fishing up in Douglas Pond, they're not catching anything.
Well, you know what?
We had grass worms, shrimp, cut-up bait. We even used dough balls for carp, try to catch carp, and didn't catch anything.
Maybe they just weren't biting that day.
I don't know. But still, the worst day fishing better than the best day working.
Well, there you go. What's wrong with that? Now, there's the first positive thing you said all day.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get back to Baltimore.
I hear you. All right, buddy. Yep. Well, thanks for the call. You take care.
And all the listeners out there, happy Father's Day to them. Take a kid fishing.
Thanks, Odell. Appreciate that good message.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Did I say birthday dinner or breakfast dinner? What did I say?
I don't remember.
I guess you'll have to review the tape. Birthday dinner at Michael Simon's Angeline restaurant.
I think you said breakfast. Oh, well, either way, you had a meal there, and she loved it because it was her favorite chef.
Yes, correct. Good job. Nice cover.
You're welcome. That's what friends are for.
She had not a nice word to say. She said something unnice to me. But that's all right. It is what it is. So,
Sparky, you should not have done that.
No, she's fine. Oh, okay. I probably deserved it for some reason or another. So, anyway, I was talking about snake hits. I think we're going to continue to talk about snake hits. You know, it's very interesting. See my hat? Do you see what it says?
Yes.
What does it say?
Snakehead tournament?
Wrangler,
okay.
Snakehead Wrangler.
I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah. The snakehead thing started years ago. I think it was 2005. If you Google snakehead reward, you'll find my name linked with the big box store down in Arundel Mills. Knew they were here back in the mid 2004, 2005 era. Started a reward program at the Arundel store. Gave out a few gift cards to try and bring awareness to this invasive species. Participated in the first snakehead tournament on the Potomac River with a couple of guide services and out of the marina down there, and I met some really nice people. But never did we realize it would ever get this far because, you know, they weren't supposed to be able to tolerate salt water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Right, right, right. And then they became popular. They got to be big top-tier predators, and people started, just like the catfish craze back in the, you know, mid-2005, people were catching these big blue cats, and because they became a big fish you could catch locally, people decided it was time to move them around. And they'd catch them and put them in live wells and then move them to other waterways, which... Man, that's just not right to do that. And now they're doing it with snakeheads because they think snakeheads should be everywhere. And that's just stupid. I'm just going to say it. It's stupid. They move far enough on their own without people trying to transport them into our drinking water systems here in Baltimore City, for God's sake. What's wrong with you people? So, but anyway.
And you know that program. I did a quick look-see.
Yeah.
2012.
Yeah.
Is the information, I'm like, wow, it's been going on that long.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Well, it started then.
No, it started in 2005.
Oh, okay, well, the information I got said 2012.
Well, your information's incorrect. That's probably when DNR put something into effect.
Yeah, plus it's on the internet, so we all
know. Oh, yeah, you know how correct that is.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
No, you go back further. But no, I mean, I was on the CBS Morning Show. They came to the store and interviewed me and had people from California fly in to talk to me about how they could get rid of mitten crabs in California. God knows how that's, I said, sure, I'll talk to you, but I don't really have any suggestion for you.
Yeah, because we don't have them here, so how do we know how to attack them?
I mean, it was like bring attention to it. That's all
yeah,
you can do,
exactly.
You know, and have people take care of it. But it was interesting for a while. And then, of course, like anything else, got abused. And then the program ended, and just the way it happened.
So. Yeah.
So, anyway, but there is snakehead news this week.
And that is?
It was revealed that the invasive species stopped at the dam but spiked in numbers. Conowingo Dam. They have a fish lift there. The fish lift is to aid in the spawning run of American and hickory shad upriver.
Okay.
Okay. So the fish swim into the lift. They lift them up.
It's like an elevator.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you've ever seen it, it's pretty cool. When if you can go up and see it, I was invited up there one day to see what they, you know, the fish swim in, and there's everything in there, walleyes and smallmouth bass and carp and catfish and whatever's in that river. It's pretty fascinating. And then they wade in there, you know, while the water's, you know, maybe foot and a half deep, and they go in there and get the various species out, and the ones that they want to go above the dam, they flop them over there, and the ones that they want to go back in the river, they go back in the river. And snakeheads, they don't make it. So a partnership overseeing fish passage at Conowingo Dam reports that 81 northern snakeheads were caught in the dam's fish lift this spring, a dramatic increase after only one snakehead was found there in the past 2 years. And while all known snakeheads were stopped and dispatched before reaching the dam's reservoir, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and its partners warn of a possible northern expansion by the aggressively invasive species in the Susquehanna River. So, there you go. Now we've got blue cats, we've got flathead catfish, and we've got snakeheads in the Susquehanna River. And none of which are native to the river. But they're there. And you got plenty of flathead catfish above the dam, up in the Susquehanna River in the York area, that I know. And it's a good fishery up there for people who go after them. I think they're pretty good to eat from what I understand. That's the only thing that saves these things is the fact that they're good to eat. And that's why people pursue them, you know. But if they tasted bad, they would be bad. And, you know, but... it's still not a good thing because they compete with the native species. They compete with, you know, everything that's supposed to be there. They eat just about anything that they can fit in their mouth. And, you know, it's not good.
No, it's just like the python situation down in Florida.
Ah, good comparison. Good
because
analogy.
All of a sudden, you know, the wildlife that is normal to the state is pretty much wiped out.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's a show on one of those channels that there's a gentleman that goes down and he hunts them. And, you know, they're even the pythons and so forth are actually going after the alligators.
Yeah.
You know, which down there used to be the top tier predator.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
No. Pythons. Okay, let's see what Captain Don had to say about snakeheads. He said, I think he sent a picture out or put a picture on social media of a beautiful snakehead. There it is right there. Look at that. White, flaky fish, breaded. Let's rename it the Chenegar to make it more palatable. Yeah, why not? That's their kind of based on their scientific name, the Chenegar. Yeah, could work. But gar at the end?
See, that's just it. There's a garfish down in, that's predominant down in the south.
And yeah.
Nah.
One of the first one of those I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them here. We have I think they're long-nosed gar here.
Oh, okay.
In Maryland, primarily in the southern eastern shore, like the Pocomoke River.
Okay.
I was down there in mid-80s, okay? And the trip was planned, and it was a bass fishing trip on the, what's the big river? What's the big river that runs through Florida? Oh, come on.
Intercoastal Waterway?
No, it's...
But that's not necessarily
Center down... Because it empties into Lake Okeechobee. Anyway, I'll think of it. But anyway, we were down there on a bass fishing trip, and we were fishing outside of what they call a shiner net. We were fishing with big shiners, almost a foot long. And... couple nice bass came in, and I still have one on the wall, my biggest bass ever, 8.5 pounds. Anyway, it's this shiner net is almost, you know, it's a net on stakes that's baited, and then the shiners swim on, and, you know, the bait gatherer picks the net up just like any other seine, only it's, you know, it's staked, and there was a big garfish sitting on the top of the net eating the shiners, and he was not happy. When he picked the net up, the gar grabbed onto the net and wrapped itself up, you know, so it was not a fun time for the guy with the shiners, because the gar ripped a big hole in his net in St. John's River, and he wasn't happy about it. But that was a nice trip. I caught three bass. I broke one off, a big one, about the same as the other two. I had two over 8 pounds and one over 6 pounds, so I was very happy with those fish. Anyway, let's talk to Mike with his Uber report. Good morning there, Mike. How are you this morning?
How you doing, Alan? You've got to turn your text thing down, man. I'm like searching my car for a phone that got left behind by one of my passengers.
Do what now?
Where the heck is that phone at?
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, well.
No problem. In terms of the Uber and Lyft gear report this week,
yes.
I can say assuredly I've seen no snakeheads.
Not at night, not tonight, not anywhere?
No snakeheads, I'm sorry.
You haven't seen any. Okay. What have you seen out there?
I'm sorry?
What have you seen out there?
Oh, I've been seeing fox and like crazy.
Foxes, yeah. Yeah, the youngsters have gotten to the point where they're out probably foraging on their own, and you're going to see a lot of young ones out there now.
Oh, they are top speeding across the roadway, you know, tail streaming up behind them and everything.
That's what they do. Yep. Have you seen only red fox, or have you seen some grays? Or don't you know?
Pretty much only the red guys.
Yeah, okay. I got it. Whoop. What happened there?
I think he accidentally hung up.
I think Mike accidentally hung up. Oh, well. All right, Mike. Call back if you want. Foxes, yeah, they're out there. They're out there. So are the deer, by the way. I've seen a few more get hit on the highways. But we're seeing them out in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. The does are out. They're going between their fawns. You know, they have two fawns. The fawns have to eat. And when they're, you know, when they're born, of course, they're mammals. So they're feeding on their mother. You know, they're drinking mom's milk.
Mm-hmm.
And so the deer have to feed to produce the milk to take care of both fawns. So the deer are on their feet quite often during the middle of the day. And that is a behavior based on, you know, ancient times and the predators out there at dawn and dusk, you know, being active. So the deer are active in the middle of the day. So they go back and forth between their fawns. The fawns might be, you know, 100, 200, 300 yards apart. And so that's why you'll see deer moving all the time. So, but it's interesting to watch. And they're, you know, they're feeding, they're producing the milk for their babies. They go to one and then they go to the other. And, you know, it's pretty cool. You're back, Mike.
I'm back. I had a phone call incoming. I was like, let me duff that, and I actually knocked you both down.
I got it. So what's up?
But I think it's been mostly red. I haven't seen too many gray guys. I'm thinking it's mostly red foxes.
Okay. I got it. So
The deer have been kind of hanging back in the brush. I really haven't seen, like, mom making a mad dash between kids or anything or getting on the road.
Yeah, it'll increase as the fawning season increases. But, you know, it is now. So that's, you know, you just got to watch. That's all.
I have seen some deer strikes in the roadway, so apparently some of them are just kind of not paying attention and getting nailed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yep.
But you were saying the snakehead being like, you say the snakeheads are actually tasty?
They're delicious.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually one of those good happenstance between, like, catfish being like a scrounger and the snakehead being a predator.
Well, no, what do you mean is catfish being a scrounger? What do you mean by that?
They kind of are. I mean, they kind of pick and choose their stuff and, like, you know, floating around and, you know.
Well, you know, the best way to catch catfish is not, I mean, you can catch them on that stinky bait stuff, but that's only because they're attracted to it because of the scent. But what catfish really like to eat is the freshest stuff they can get. You know, you cut a bluegill or a white perch, that's what you fish for catfish with. You don't.
Well, I got another one for you. This is a little wives' tale. I would never, ever do this in,
okay,
you know, like, natural wildlife setting. But supposedly somebody was telling me that catfish love WD-40.
Why?
I don't know. I always thought it was, like, petrochemical, not good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the WD-40 thing. You spray it on your bait and it kills human scent and it attracts fish. Don't know why.
I don't think they care what it smells like as long as it's food.
Well, perhaps. Perhaps. I don't advise that, by the way. But
oh, absolutely not.
WD-40 is, like you said, a petrochemical. Why would you introduce that into the water?
Yeah, that's the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yep, good point. So, appreciate the report there, Mike. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Alan. Have a good one there.
Have a profitable weekend. We'll see you.
I'll indeed try to do so.
And happy Father's Day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. See ya.
Glenn in Chestertown. How are you, Glenn?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's up?
Not too much. I'll say hi. One day I went back toward where I go hunt and saw one looks like pretty good sized deer went down the head anyway, so maybe might look up for this time.
Yep, I hear you. So yeah, it's always good to get out and see the wildlife, that's for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
So
anything
How you dealing with the rain over there? You have enough rain now?
Yeah, enough. I have the rain.
Supposed to be in the mid 80s, and a potential for rain for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mm.
Just what we need, more rain, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I got back where I go hunting out there down a hill there, and there's a little thicket. And of course, starts up high and goes down around that bottom part. It's just too much rain. It can be kind of soft down there if you don't watch it.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, you got to be careful with that. That's for sure.
Do a little mowing here and there back there. But,
yep.
I haven't heard anything that state of assembly hadn't come up with any more things.
No, they're done for the year, and hopefully they won't do any more damage for the time being, you know. So
I know why they can't understand that couple sentence or that one extended sentence of the Second Amendment.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Don't take a rocket scientist to figure it out.
Well, none of the gun bills went anywhere, you know, and even the one that passed where they abolished the governor's committee on handgun permits, the governor vetoed that. So, you know, so it's we dodged, in a manner of speaking, dodged a bullet this year. Yeah. Quite a bullet. So,
I talked to a friend of mine that's over in Delaware, and he said, well, this has been probably a couple weeks ago or so, that they had their, I guess, some
General Assembly or whatever they call it, yep.
Or whatever over there. And I guess actually he had went to, and there's one guy come up with some certain guns to, like, potentially bin, and somebody asked him where he got. Got the list from, and he said Maryland.
Of course, yeah, no question. So, all right, buddy.
All right, catch you later.
You got it.
So
see
you. I'm not saying hi and everybody over there.
I'll do that. Yep, she's listening, so she got the message. Thanks, Glenn. See you, buddy. There goes Glenn. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Yeah. I saw that. Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located, well, right down there on Kent Island. Not far after you cross the bridge from the western shore. It's Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. On Kent Island. And right now there's a sale on all the spring baits. You know, if you like fish for those big trophy rockfish and use those baits, well, 40% off. 40% off the parachutes and the umbrellas. 20% off of trolling rods. So, you know, now's the time to make your buy for next year, that's for sure. Here's the other thing for summer. 20% off all the Bradley smokers and the accessories, except for the stuff you use in it, the wood, okay? So the Bradley smokers are all, and these are beautiful smokers, by the way, 20% off. They've got tables, and they've got all kinds of accessories, 20% off everything right there. So if you're looking for anything for fishing, any kind of bait, live bait, frozen bait, or crabbing, Chesapeake Outdoors is the place to go. They've got all the crabbing supplies, the Yeti coolers, the Costa sunglasses, the Bubba Blade knives. And for hunters, all the Hoyt bows are on clearance sale. I mean, clearance sale. Good stuff. Raven crossbows, 10-point Matthews compound bows, Mission crossbows. They've got the new one. And so why not check it out? Fishermen, hunters, first choice for hunters and anglers on Maryland's eastern shores, Chesapeake Outdoors, Dominion Road, Route 50 East, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Check them out on your next trip across the bridge. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Linex. Gotta love those guys. Indeed. They're both great guys to deal with. That's Bobby down at Glen Burnie and Jack over here at Catonsville Linex and Security. Good guys. Good guys like dealing with them. Bay Country Bakery down there in Cambridge. I'll tell you something. Dave liked the story that was told last week about the speeding tickets. Yeah, it was pretty good. If you weren't listening, well, you'll have to go back and listen to the podcast, right? Bill Cooper said he got 4 speeding tickets on the way down and back from Bay Country Bakery. I don't know how believable that is, but we'll find out. We'll find out if it was or not. Anyway, you know, I didn't research it this week. I was a little busy. Anyway, the best donuts. We'll say Delmarva Peninsula, but it goes far beyond that. Don't you agree, Chris?
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. Yeah, best donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on Maryland's Eastern Shore. And my Eastern Shore listeners, look, it's a special trip, you know. Breakfast 6 to 11, Monday through Friday, all day Saturday. You know, when I'm going that way, Route 50 down the beach or down going fishing or hunting, Bay Country Bakery. I stop there for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Why not? I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the... Even after your morning adventure, if, you know, you're down there from 11 till 2, you can get a tasty lunch. Your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. And Bake Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway. Put that in your GPS and lock it in. Make it a waypoint just through Cambridge on Route 50. Think Big Donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bake Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You never know.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk radio, WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. 'em pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make 'em be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up.
I feel a little achy this morning. I've not felt well pretty much all week. Kind of a summer cold.
I was just getting ready to ask you because I can hear it.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing. Ears are kind of blocked up, you know, so. Is what it is. I'm always having a hard time hearing Robin, but I mean, hearing in general, but you know.
Well, I think most guys do. Then ladies say it's selective hearing, but I don't believe it.
Believe what? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Here's something interesting, ladies and gentlemen, and this is an inside baseball secret of this radio show. My wife and my producer talk back and forth via text during the show about me. But I'm on the thread, so I see everything they're saying.
I know.
You guys are special. You know that?
Yes, we are.
Yes, you are. 410 WCBM 680. What do you want to talk about? Ah, my. Good. Hey, we are measuring some really, really nice deer here in Maryland. Whitetails and sick of deer. On bucks, bears, and stags. Now, if you guys are hunters and you like to pursue, you know, nice whitetails, or you've taken a nice one, we're putting a record book out. It's going to be called Maryland's Finest. It'll be coming out in December. I'm cutting off the measuring September 15th. So what that means is any deer taken up till this upcoming season will qualify. And our social media page is attracting, you know, a lot of people to call us and get in touch with us and message us and so forth. Hey, I got a deer to be measured. We have a select number of measures throughout the state. We have Doug Wigfield in Wicomico County, who specializes in sick of deer but can measure anything because he's former Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett. I think he's reapplied for Pope and Young now. We have Bobby Newton in Northeast, and Bobby's Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett, Long Hunter Society, all that. They're all, you know, what's the word? Certified, I guess. And we got Steve Keithley down in Calvert County, and he's Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young as well. And we've got a couple other measures up. Augie Gray up in Westminster, he's got a Pope and Young certification. So these are the top guys, and these guys are measuring for bucks, bears, stags, and the only organization that I know of is putting a record book together. So we've got all the past records, as much as we could get, from as far back as we could get, from the DNR Deer Report. And we've got everything that we've been doing for the past year and a half. And so there's hundreds of deer that have been measured, and a couple of black bears and sick of deer as well. And there's some really, really, really nice deer out there. Really nice deer. So visit bucks-bears-stags.com or Facebook, Bucks Bears Stags, if you're a Facebook person, and you will see us on there. I try to share the message when I can share it, you know, on my social media page. And we're trying to build up the social media for the Outdoors and Radio Show and the Maryland Loves Crabs and Maryland Hunting Quarterly and that type of thing. So, you know, I am slow to embrace social media. I've been on social media for quite a while, and I don't like it, but that's just me. You know, Robin knows far, far more about it than I do, and So, nice message there, Sparky. So, you know, just keep in touch if that's what you're, if that's what you like, is that social media thing. So, 410-922-6680 is my idea of social media. You and me talking together here on the phone. You can talk anonymously. I'd like to know your first name, but if you don't want to give it and you want to use a fake name, you can do that too. Right, Chris? We have no way to track who these folks are.
No, uh-uh.
You know? So
no, we just do it basically because I got a computer program that I've got to put names and locations in.
Yeah,
but it's not tracked at all.
No, no, it is not. Everything is totally anonymous here.
You could call yourself Frank N. Stein, and it won't make any difference.
You can call yourself Glenn Burney if you want.
There you go.
Yeah, why not? You know? So, hey, this is Mallow Cup calling from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Okay, great. Whatever. We don't care. 410-922-6680. Talk about fishing, snakeheads, guns, deer, whatever. You know, wildlife. People used to call in and say they had, you know, they had wildlife problems. They had groundhogs and they had squirrels in their attic and they had, you know, where are those calls? I guess everybody's, you know, figured out how to keep critters out of their lives. You know, how do you deal with a snake in the house? How do you deal with a, you know, a black rat snake or a black snake coming in your, which it may not be a bad thing, you know, it's not going to hurt you, but it's only there for the food.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say it's there for one thing, and if you see a snake in your house, like a black rat snake, that means you got bigger problems. But keep him there, or her.
Yeah. Or gently escort them outside.
Yes.
And
then look for the holes.
Figure out where they got in.
Exactly.
Jimmy, did you leave that basement door open again?
No, Mom.
No, Mom. I saw a black stick out there the other day. I didn't leave the door open, though. Yeah. I had a snake in my house over here in Baltimore County one day. I couldn't believe it. I know it. It was in my hallway. I have no idea. A little tiny little thing.
Uh-huh. Was it a garter snake?
Yeah, some kind of little snake had gotten in, you know. Of course, when we had cats, cats were always bringing them around, little garter snakes and stuff, but not a lot of them. I got to sneeze. In a minute. So, 410 WCBM 680. Ah, aches and pains. Yes, John B., I have aches and pains. Hips and joints. Yep. I get it, John B. Suffering there with you, buddy. 410-922-668 is our phone number. I'm keeping the coffee flowing here. I'm trying to keep it hot and keep it going into my body so I can feel a little bit better. And believe it or not, I carry a thermos now. I save money on coffee because I get a refill at the convenience store, and it's just about as much as a cup of coffee, and then I have a cup that I use. So I pour the coffee out of the thermos into my cup, and then I have hot coffee for a couple of hours in the morning. So let's see what Paul has to say. Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Is this Alan?
It is.
I was just speaking with your associate there, and he said that you did work at the Bass Pro Shops.
I did, yeah, for almost 5 years, from February 2003 to December of 2007.
Now, you were probably like a kid working in a candy store, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was a fun job. I was a promotions guy. And I got to meet a lot of nice people and work with a lot of folks in the conservation world here in Maryland. And, you know, got to meet some celebrities and that type of, in the outdoors world.
Yeah.
You know, so it was fun.
It is the corporate headquarters in Missouri, I think.
Yes, it is. Springfield, Missouri. Okay. Still is.
Are you aware of where a lot of those trophies and, you know, those, you know, like the stuffed animals, like if it's a...
Yeah, I am aware of that. Mm-hmm.
Would you know where they probably originated from?
Well, they're from all over the country.
But a big, I mean a big, a real big portion of them where they originated. If you look it up, it's just a trivial thing. I was born in a gritty little town. It was called Saginaw, Michigan.
Right.
Grew right up on this place. It was called the Shiawassee National Wildlife Reserve. And
okay.
But about 100 miles north in Grayling, I remember my father took me, my brother, and it was my uncle and his boys. We went up to Grayling, Michigan, and it was the Fred Bear Museum.
Right.
And you went to this Fred Bear Museum. By the way, I'm talking back then, everything in archery was what they call a longbow.
Right.
And that's it. You didn't have any compound bows. You didn't really have crossbows. None of that stuff existed.
Well, recurves came along as well, so.
Yeah, and so anyhow, we went up there, and it was a neat museum. It was kind of a box-shaped building.
Right.
And on the four corners, of each, you know, you probably have northeast, southwest, I guess, I don't know.
Right.
But it was like an elephant foot. So it was try to imagine an elephant foot. It's about the size of a tree trunk.
Right, right.
So, and it was chopped off, so it was only about two feet tall. But it had the toenails on and everything.
Sure.
Because he killed an elephant with a bow.
Yes, he did. And, yep, a 100-pound pull. I think the arrow weighed 800 grains. I think the broadhead was 400 grains itself, but
It was just, he was just an amazing man, and I mean, just everything, the waterfall, the pheasants, and can you imagine in one corner there was, he was standing on his hind legs. He was stuffed, of course.
Yeah.
It is a Kodiak bear.
Right.
And a Kodiak bear the claws on them, just try to look at your fingers.
Sure.
I don't even know if your fingers describe the claws.
Right.
On that bear and his paws and those incisor teeth and stuff like that. I mean, to get that close with a bow.
Sure.
I'm sure they carried a sidearm, like a .45.
Actually, no. Now, when I was a kid, the Fred Bear Museum was established back in the mid to late 60s. Okay, so that's my teenage years. But I lived in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and from time to time, one of the sportsmen's club would rent a movie theater on a weeknight when it was a slow night. And as a fundraiser, they would invite people to go and see various videos that the pioneers in outdoor videos would take. And one of them was Wally Tabor. I don't know if that name rings a bell to you. T-A-B-O-R, I think. And he filmed all over the world. And another one was Fred Bear. And some of Fred Bear's videos were played at the movie theater back then. Fred Bear, one of the most impressive scenes I've ever seen in my life, was sitting on a rock on a beach in Alaska. And a Kodiak brown bear walked by and he shot it. I mean, we're talking, 10 yards at the most. And it was pretty impressive to watch that as a kid. And Fred Bear was one of my inspirations when I was a kid to get into bow hunting, which I did in 1967 when I was 13 years old. So that's the same year the Fred Bear Museum was established. So, that was one of my heroes early on in the hunting community. So, yeah, Fred Bear goes back, and now Fred Bear Museum has been moved to Springfield, Missouri, and has become a part of that complex out there as well. So,
yeah, not to keep you on the line forever, but it's just an interesting thing, and it said that when the museum closed down, I guess they had relocated to Florida, but it said that Bass Pro Shop did buy.
Well, Bass Pro Shop bought a lot of heads. They had the King of Bucks collection, which is a collection of a lot of trophy collectors' heads from all over the world. And these are the real deal, not the reproductions. So they've got some of the biggest bucks in the country. They've got the Jordan buck. They've got the hole in the horn. They've got all these legendary whitetails that have been across the country. There's one deer I'm looking for that I can't find from Maryland called the Beanfield buck or the Sanders buck, and I don't know where it is, but I'd love to be able to track it down. But it was a deer that was found, I think, in Prince George's County, dead in a soybean field, and it is immense, absolutely immense, probably one of the biggest whitetails in the country. So
yeah,
and we've got the biggest non-typical whitetail killed here in Maryland, 267 inches. It's the biggest on the East Coast ever taken. Bill Crutchfield, 267 inches of non-typical.
Anyhow, there's a lot of interesting. I grew up also in East Tawas, but you know, of course, you're going to find a lot of interesting, like there's a lot of Indians. A lot of the Huron Indians,
right?
The Chippewa Indians, the Ottawa Indians. I guess now they all own the casinos. But
right.
Anyhow, another little cute town. If you ever want to look it up, it's in Gladstone,
okay.
Michigan, which is in the Upper Peninsula. It's called Marbles.
Okay.
And they make these. Marbles was a guy that made these fine precision instruments, mostly optics. But right now, I'm holding in my hand. It's a compass.
Wow.
And it's a, what you would do is it has like a safety pin on it. It's made out of brass.
Right.
But the safety pin, what you would do is, of course, clip it onto your person.
Yeah.
Your lapel or your, right in front of you if you wanted it, right on where your butt
is
on. And it's just, this thing must be, and then just one more and I'm going to jump off because I'm taking up way too much of your time.
Yeah, we've got other calls and I got a break I got to get in. So.
I ended up inheriting it. It was a 308 Winchester.
Nice.
Semi-automatically with a Weaver scope and a sling. And it was called a pre-1960s Model 100. But anyhow,
Model 100, yep. My dad bought a Model 88, which was the lever action version of that. So there you go. Love it, Paul. Stay in touch, please.
Yeah. I'm sorry I brought so much Michigan into Michigan.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
But, keep up the good work, and it's first-time listener, so...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice show.
Appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Happy Father's Day.
You too. Bye-bye. And Wesley in Westminster. How are you, sir? And Wesley's gone. Sorry to keep you holding there, Wes. All right, folks, I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. If you need anything for fishing or crabbing, I'm talking about, somebody to fix your rod and reel, like a broken guide or tip on it, somebody put new line on, any kind of bait, frozen bait, live bait for fishing or crabbing, any kind of traps for crabbing, nets, pots. You name it, they've got it all. Live boxes, steamers, and their own seasoning for crabbing. If you want to go fishing, every type of fishing is available, from striped bass to trout to perch to you name it. And they've got the expertise and they can tell you where they're biting and what they're biting on. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? You'll be glad you did. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. And they are your full line Browning dealer. Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108.
Increasing storm chances for the Dad's Day weekend. I think we stay dry here today, and southwest winds bring the humidity back into the forecast late this weekend and for much of next week, with storm chances returning tomorrow and continuing throughout much of next week. 85 this afternoon, 68 our low tonight, and then afternoon storms for Sunday in the upper 80s. Afternoon thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with mid and upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Lariemore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
We're not going to have much time to say anything other than I had an enjoyable first hour. Hope you liked it. Alan Ellis here. This is celebrating our 30th year, huh? Yeah, so that's pretty cool. 30 years here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Wow, gave up a lot of Saturdays, didn't we, Chris?
All right, folks. Did it out of love.
Out of love, yep, out of love for the outdoors. So I guess all that's left to say for this hour, and we'll see you next hour after the news, is get out, stay safe.